Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. You're listening to Human Crafted Radio. I'm Zach Churchill, and we have another full house in studio. We have Sterling. They are a local band. They've been together for about a year now. They just dropped their debut EP called Amends back in April, and we're going to chat with them a little bit, but first I want to launch off into a live performance. This is a track off of the EP. It's called Transgressions. So after that, we'll talk to them, but take it away, you guys. This is Sterling live on KX93.5. Sterling live on KX93.5. That was an original tune called Transgressions off of Amends, their debut EP. Welcome to the studio, boys.
Hello.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Man, I don't even know where to begin, but I was very surprised to see you, Dave. Dave is the lead singer. He's playing a beautiful 12-string guild with a huge crack in it and a classic marine band honer. That's the best kind.
Yeah.
Even though I constantly break them. They're not that durable if you drop them a lot.
I don't ever break them, so
I drop them a lot. But you have the what do you call it? The trap?
Yeah,
the neck holder.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Neil Young thing.
Yeah. The Neil Young thing. Well, you also have an insane voice. I have no idea how you tap into that, like, gritty, like, angry, because you don't look angry, but it sounds angry.
Oh, I guess I'm angry.
When did you first learn you could scream like that?
Probably starting around 2009. I was transitioning between another band and kind of dabbling in starting a band like this, but I had no idea, and went through a couple things on the way. But I was just listening to a lot of old blues, and one of the guys at work suggested a certain book that was country blues, and I just sat there and listened to these guys and how they, they kind of tapped into stuff. And I was like, well, if I'm going to do it, I have to do it like I mean it, and it's got to be from somewhere else. It can't be, well, I'm doing this on a surface level. And that really hit home. Then I started listening to a lot of Motown, like Smokey Robinson and stuff like that, and a lot of 70s Motown too, because it was rather darker than a lot of other times. And in that, so I just like, okay, that's how I'm gonna really focus on stuff like that, like Bobby Womack and stuff like that.
Well, it definitely comes from a raw and deep place. It sounds real, and it sounds painful, but. just like on an emotional level.
Yeah.
Not to your voice. I think you're doing, it sounds like you're doing it fairly easily.
Well, it's stuff in my life, and, I was writing about it, so.
He's also been doing that since a kid, so.
I've been singing for a while.
I have a four-month-old. He sounds just like you. but, yeah, so if you're just tuning in, this is the band Sterling, and it's a four-piece. We've got a pretty packed studio right now. And let's just introduce the guys. Dave, you're on lead vocals, guitar, harmonica. We have Brendan on acoustic guitar.
Yep, that's right.
We have Jordan on acoustic guitar and bass.
Yep.
At the same time.
At the same time. I have four arms.
You're like Evil Grimace.
And then we have Nate on the kit back there playing drums. And you can shout hello. We might hear you. Pick it up.
Hello.
Everybody hear that?
Oh, yeah.
That's Nate. So, Dave, it was such a surprise to see you today.
I know, it was
weird.
We've
seen each other really for
weird.
Years because I am a patron of Guitar Center.
Yeah.
I don't know if patron is the right word.
Client.
A client.
Client.
Client doesn't sound very cool, though. I've been going to Guitar Center for years. You've helped me out so many times.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's like hit or miss over there, but you are one of the most knowledgeable dudes at Guitar Center. And I think you are, because I don't know anything about gear, but I show up, I tell you what I need, and you always make it happen. Yeah. So thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for being like someone I can count on and depend on down there. We've had some bands on KX93.5 that met in different ways. We had a Craigslist band on,
Oh, yeah?
A lot of people meet on Craigslist, but are you guys a Guitar Center band? I hear that you guys kind of met there.
Yeah, I would say yeah, no. I mean,
yeah, no.
It's because, okay, we met, and my manager in the back, we all met at Guitar Center. And when I wanted to recruit people to this band, I called him, and then from there...
Him is Brendan.
Brendan.
Yeah. Nobody can see who
my finger, yeah. And, okay, take it from there. Tell him how you contacted Jordan.
Okay, so, I met Dave 08 or 09 when he started working at Guitar Center at that time. And like he said about the gear knowledge, he impressed me right away. I'm very picky with my equipment. There's very few people whose opinion I trust implicitly. Dave is one of them. He's very rarely wrong about that sort of thing. But we hit it off right away. I worked at Guitar Center for a year or two, and then I went on to do other things, and we kept touch until, regularly, until Dave gave me the call around early last year to come and play guitar for the band. And when we started looking to complete the lineup, that is where Jordan came into the mix. Jordan, why don't you pick it up from there?
Yeah, so I worked with Brendan's wife, actually, for a couple of years at that point. And so we had met a few times. I didn't really know Brendan all that much, but then he asked me if I was interested in playing a gig, actually. It was just a gig at first. And then, so we sat down, looked at some songs and compared ideas, and then I went to kind of a practice, if you will. It was just Dave and Brendan, and then we all hit it off, and then next thing you know, Dave called me and was like, hey, do you want to play bass for the band? I was like, sure, why not? Let's do it. Let's see what happens. And then from there...
Do I get free drinks?
Yeah, exactly. What's in it for me? No. So after that, I had a friend of mine tell me about this awesome drummer. And that's how I met Nathan over here. He doesn't have a mic, so I guess I'll speak for him, but basically I found him on Instagram and I hit him up. I was like, yo, your drumming's awesome. And then from there, yeah, we just hit it off and Dave was like, get him to practice. So yeah. Then we got Nathan in and then from there we, yeah, just.
Well, that's super interesting how you guys all came together because it's, I mean, as you know, it's hard to find the right people for to complete a band. And you guys have a seriously solid sound.
Yeah, me and him, you know each other. But the rest as far as that was really random. Like really how we got weird. The other two members was really like rolling the dice kind of thing. Because he didn't even play bass. He plays guitar and he plays really well. But he's like, I don't play bass. I'm like, I don't care. Just,
just play bass.
Just try.
Well, you guys sound tight. You must have a good background of, you know, maybe listening to the same stuff or having like similar influences.
That was one thing that I made sure when we all met up, it's like we got to be on the same page because I've done that with other projects and stuff. And it's like, yeah, we want to be in the band, but everyone really didn't listen to the music that they were playing. So that does bleed over. And I just don't want to be a part of a project where people are not invested outside of the band as far as the same music.
Who do you guys listen to as a band and look up to?
For the band, as far as the band's concerned, because it can go pretty broad. But I would say, honestly, like for me was Beatles, Hendrix, Sabbath, and Zeppelin. And those are the ones that really hit home for this kind of stuff, making it more powerful. But as I said before, I started with those roots I talked about before as the foundation was I wanted to be soulful, though.
Yep.
And because there's a lot of rock bands that just kind of like dabble with that. And I didn't want to do that. So that can only speak for me on that part. What about you for...
Yeah, I would agree with all of that. Led Zeppelin is probably like one of my number ones for sure.
Yeah.
I definitely felt the soul. That's the main thing. It doesn't really matter what you do as long as you do it with feeling. So I want to hear another in-studio performance. You got another one for us?
Yeah, we do.
All right, what's this one called?
This one's called Procession. This will be most likely on the next EP or out full-length album, I should say. We don't have a title or anything like that right now because we just came out with the EP, but we're pretty anxious to get back in the studio pretty soon.
Yeah, let's talk about that in a little bit after the song. We'll talk about the recording process for Amends and what you guys have planned. But right now, let's get into it. This is Procession, an original tune performed live at our Pearl Street Studios by Sterling.
Danger to myself. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
That song was called Procession. It was performed live right here at KX93.5 by Sterling. Beautiful song, you guys.
Thanks, man.
I love that vibe. And so that's going to be on the next follow-up record to Amends?
Yeah.
Okay, so your debut EP, Amends, dropped in April. Where did you guys record this? It's a five-song EP. We heard Transgression at the top of this session. And tell me a little bit about the recording process.
Well, we knew from Guitar Center our producer Josh Margolis, and we met Nick Reeves through Josh during that process of recording. But like, I knew Josh from Guitar Center because he worked there like years ago. So what was great about it was he already knew about the band right, you know, like from. Like, or my ideas for bands and stuff and getting started, and how we would always almost argue about like what that sound would be if we recorded together. And we finally got the chance though, because we was like brothers arguing. So I felt comfortable with him and he was on the right page. So we knew that going into the studio with him was, you know, a blessing, you know, and we just were so thankful for everything him and Nick did in the process of going through, because I had a specific thing I wanted in mind, and I knew that Josh is literally one of the few people, period, that wouldn't even understand what I'm doing. The process was because we've talked about it for so long, and he heard my demos and stuff, and it was a great thing. So we went up there and almost played hooky, you know, like snuck in kind of in a sense, because you know it's at Sonic Fuel, it's no joke, that's a real deal place, and we had to be prepared and go in there and get stuff done basically if you put it together in 3 days, like everything. And you know, there's a lot of layers to the fight thing. So it was total run and gun stuff.
That's the best way to do it, though.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be working on an album for years.
Yeah,
like
overthinking
me.
It.
just wondering if it's ever going to be finished. Yeah.
To piggyback off that.
You okay? You look like you're going through something right now.
I'm just wondering when my album's going to... Sorry. Oh, this is about Sterling. All right. This is about Amends. This is about Sterling's EP, Amends. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Jordan?
To piggyback off that, I think it was a lot about the attitude that we kind of went into it to. We were all out here, you know, we started practicing. We got this really thick, like heavy sound, you know, at shows and at practice and whatnot. And so when we went into the studio, we kind of carried this attitude like we're out for blood, like we're ready to record and just, you know, go out with a bang. So, and I think we really captured that. Josh and Nick did an incredible job of capturing that when we were there in the studio and things like that.
Beautiful. Well, I have one question for you guys. It's kind of unrelated, but can you tell me anything about the pick of destiny?
that we sell it at my work. A lot of them.
I think Dunlop makes it. Is that an endorsement? Can I do that?
We have a phone call. I'm just trying to figure out if it's for you guys or if it's a telemarketer. Do they want to talk to the band? Who is it? All right, too late. All right, well,
to be continued.
If you're tuning in, or just tuned in, rather, this is the band Sterling. They're local guys. They're a four-piece. And do you guys have any local shows coming up where people can catch you guys?
Right now, we're working on a few. We're trying to push more towards L.A., you know, and some spots we're interested in.
Oh, well, then never mind. Nobody's going to go up there. Nobody's okay. Driving to L.A.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding. We have listeners up there as well. But I will do
make
the trek.
Down here, we'll play at your place, okay?
Yeah, you guys can play on the roof.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
The roof is kind of nice. You just have to watch out for the antenna. So I wanted to ask about the material of, you know, transgressions, the ideas and the concepts that drove this album. First of all, Dave, did you write these alone or is it a mixture of all of you guys?
Yeah, I wrote the songs as far as the lyrics and the, you know, the chords and stuff, melody stuff, but like the rest was with the band.
Cool. All right. So lyrically, transgression, detox, gypsy, wrong, ruin. These are all ideas that I know very well because I'm a recovering addict. But where did this come up for you?
Well, for personal, you know, personal problems I've had, but not just that. It's just I don't just talk about me all the time on my songs. It's like you know, different perspectives, you know, and whatnot. But, you know, it's like, it's, I just talk from other people I know and almost like speaking for them because, you know.
Well, the lyrics hit home for me, so yeah, I definitely can relate to the content.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're almost out of time, but I'd love to hear one more.
Yeah,
can you guys pull that off? I think we only agreed to two, but I want three.
We can do that.
All right, what's this one called?
This one's called Butcher's Wife.
Butcher's Wife, and this is also going to be on the follow-up record?
Yes.
To Amends?
Yes.
All right, you guys. This is Sterling live on Human Crafted Radio with Butcher's Wife. Take it away.
Check. Okay, here we go.
Wow. Sterling live at our Pearl Street studio with a song called Butcher's Wife. That was powerful, man.
Thanks.
That was a good one to end on.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad it was you.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm glad it was you. I was like, oh, great. Who the heck is this Sterling guy? Who's this Sterling guy?
Just some rando up the street.
No. Okay, but we got a message from Johnny Malibu Surf Punks.
No. Yeah, he's a famous, honestly, famous musician. He's my teacher, dude.
Well, he says you're a genius. I'm supposed to pass that message along. So,
well, he changed my life. He helped, you know, Laguna Guitar Beach, him and Bob Hawkins were my teachers.
Oh,
and,
Bob Hawkins is awesome. We
and
love
he
him.
Made my, he, Johnny made my guitar.
Nice.
Like my telly, like a rare, I have the double band really rare telly that he worked on.
Well, thank you, Johnny Malibu.
I love you, John, man. He's an incredible guy. Changed my life.
So. Thank you for staying on hold for a while there. I was like, you guys were playing. I was trying to figure out, I could barely hear him, but yeah, thanks, Johnny, for calling in.
Yeah, Johnny Malibu from Surf Punks. Yeah.
Sweet. All right, you guys, well, is there anything you want to let our listeners know before you go? Do you have any social media links that people can...
That will be Jordan.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Anything? Yeah, we have our Facebook, our Instagram. Instagram is Sterling Band, at Sterling Band. I think our Facebook is at the Sterling Clan.
That's correct.
But if you look at those links, you can find us on social media, and we post about all of our upcoming shows, events, all that kind of stuff, all over those.
Yeah, just stay tuned. We're working on some shows and stuff.
Yep. Right on. So you guys just dropped your debut EP, Amends. I encourage everyone to go take a look at that. Grab that online or wherever you like to get your music these days.
We also have T-shirts and albums for sale, so please message us and let us know.
Yeah, and you can get the album on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, and Google Play.
That's Amends by Sterling. And yeah, let us know when you got those singles ready for the follow-up album, and send them over here. I want to be spinning them right here on my show.
We got some T-shirts for you and some stuff. So
I don't care about the T-shirts. I want the recordings. I'm just kidding. I can.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
That came out of nowhere. Lots on your mind today, isn't it? It's lots going through. You don't have your album done.
Do you have copyrights?
And I'm the punching bag.
I can always use T-shirts, like always. So if you wanna. If anybody wants to come on this show, just you can bribe me with merch for sure. But yeah, thank you guys so much. And I'm looking forward to your next visit.
Thank you. Yeah, we'd love to be here, man.
All right. Have a great day.
All right, man.